Welcome to the C3 Church Podcast. Stay tuned for this week's message.
Thanks so much for letting me have one more shot with you. Are you sick of me? In your heart now. In your heart. Man, I love being here. I really do. I got the cure for if you ever find that your vision is getting small or your pride is getting big, get around Pastor Phil and Chris Pringle for a week and it'll humble you. You know what I'm saying? You think you're having an impact. I know we are, and we're all doing different things for the Lord, but you realize how big God's kingdom is getting around them. And then you just start feeling good. You can feel it when you're here. Quick little example that I want to show you. Do you ever look at your phone and think, like, amazing what I can do all from this little device? Never before this time have people had all the information in the world in their pocket. All the information, every song, every article in my pocket. And I hope you look at this church from time to time, those of you who are here just every single week. And look around real quick. Look around. Do you ever think, it's amazing what we get to do in the world right here out of this church in this place, touching the entire world, songs all over the world, ministry all over the world, outreach all over the world. What an incredible place this is. I preached to my church the other week. I preached a sermon called "How Awesome Is This?" That's what Jacob said when he saw the stairway going up to heaven. And he got up and he said, "How awesome is this place?" And I told our church, that's what happens when you get in the will of God. That's what happens when you get in a good church. You look around, you say, "How awesome is this place?" Touch somebody on your right or your left. You choose who you want to talk to and say, "How awesome is this place?" Yeah. So anyway, headed home tomorrow to see my beautiful family, and I will carry you in my heart. I thought it'd be best if I didn't teach you anything this morning. Is that a little scary? What are you going to do if you're not going to teach us? Because I just feel like, how do you kind of follow a week like we just had? So full, and, you know, you don't want to. I remember Pastor Chris said to me after one of the sessions, she said, "I'm full to right here. I only have room for one more message. I'm full to right here. God's doing so much." And we feel like that. I know some of you were not at every service. But I thought, rather than kind of teaching something, what I use my time to do today is just remind you about some things. And that's even the title of my message. The title of my message now is "The Divine Reminder." The Divine Reminder. I'll read my scripture from John chapter 14, verses 25 through 27. And it seemed appropriate, you know, for my last sermon here, because this is Jesus' departure message. He's like getting his disciples ready for his now, I'm not Jesus, and it's not like, you know, I think that my departure is that big of a deal. But we're kind of, what I'm saying is, we're kind of departing a conference. And every year, it's hard to do that. You know, this church is awesome, life is awesome, it's always awesome. But then there's a departure from this intense, focused time in God's presence like we've had, like many of us have had, where it can be a little difficult. And so I just felt like this would be the perfect message for where we are now, kind of leaving conference, going forward, looking toward the great things God has for you and for all of us in the weeks ahead. And so here's what Jesus said as he prepared his disciples for his departure. He said, verse 25, "All this I have spoken while still with you, but the advocate," or some translations say the counselor, everybody say counselor, "the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and will remind you of everything I have said to you. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. Do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled. In other words, your heart's going to try to be troubled sometimes. Your heart's going to think it needs to be troubled sometimes. Your heart's going to try to start some trouble sometimes over some bills or over some relationships or over some uncertainty or over something you see on the news or over a doctor's report. Your heart's going to try to start trouble. But when your heart tries to start some trouble, you finish the trouble before it gets started. I'm preaching too hard to just be reading my scripture in the introduction. I need to slow down. My last time. Pace yourself, Verdict. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Don't let it, and don't let it be afraid. Don't be afraid. The divine reminder. I preached a series in our church, I think you'll like this, called Ghost Stories. And the subtitle was A Not So Spooky Series About the Holy Spirit. And I love that about you, how the Holy Spirit is so real and tangible here, but so accessible. And when I was studying that series, I realize there are over, did you know this? Over 70 functions of the Holy Spirit listed in the scripture or described, depending on how you count it, might be a little bit more. And yet, without this function of the Holy Spirit that we're talking about today, none of the other ones will be activated. Because what I see here in John 14 is that the Holy Spirit, yeah, he's a comforter. He convicts us, and there's so much that he does. But think of the Holy Spirit now for a few moments with me as the divine reminder in your life. Great way to think about the Holy Spirit, God inside of us, the divine reminder. How many of you would classify yourself as a pretty forgetful person? A pretty forgetful person. How many of you... How many of you can remember the most embarrassing thing that you ever forgot? Can you remember? This is kind of a weird question, because if you can remember it, I remember mine. I remember the most embarrassing thing I ever forgot. It was in church at a wedding. It was at a wedding. I was officiating a wedding. I was doing the Lord's Prayer. Yes, I did. I sure did. I didn't even have it printed out for a backup. I forgot the Lord's Prayer. In the middle of the Lord's Prayer, with everybody repeating after me, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven, give us this day our daily bread. What happened to me was, you know how when it gets to the part, and forgive us our, what comes next? See, you said a few different things. Few of you said trespasses. Some people say debts. There's different ways to say it. So I pause just long enough, because if you hesitate when you're up here sometimes, the best thing to do is plow forward and say whatever thing you think of next, because it's probably better than stopping. Because once you stop, then you can forget everything. It all goes away. And so I stopped, and I messed up this poor couple's wedding. They ended up going to start the church with me, this couple, but not because of my skills, my pastoral abilities, because I really did forget. It's the most embarrassing thing I ever forgot. And I'll say there are different kinds of reminders in our lives, different kinds of reminders. There is the unnecessary reminder, which my wife has given me before, while driving, you remember you're supposed to turn here. Yeah, I remember. Thank you. I actually call my wife the Holy Spirit. I mean it in a loving way. She's a reminder. She reminds me of a lot of stuff. There's some annoying reminders. Annoying reminders. The kid in your class who, right when class was about to be over and you didn't do your homework and the teacher forgot to take it up and you were about to get out, till he raised his hand. Oh, Miss Smith, are you going to take up our homework? Because I did my homework. I did it in Russian. I did it in Greek. I did it in Spanish. I can't stand you. If you're that kid. All kinds of reminders. Painful reminders. We don't even want to go down that road. Things that sometimes we are working so hard to forget that other people won't let us forget. that we won't let ourselves forget. All kinds of reminders. But we're talking today about a deeper kind of reminder. I'm not selling fish oil up here to improve your memory. I'm talking about the divine, this isn't an infomercial. I'm talking about the divine reminder. Jesus said that the advocate, the counselor, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things. That's great. But also he says he will remind you of everything. Here's one thing I'm convinced of. Sometimes spiritual growth is a lot less about something we need to learn and a lot more about something we need to remember. I tell our church, most of us are already educated far beyond the level of our obedience. So sometimes what God wants to give us is less like a treasure hunt where we're looking for something that we don't have yet, and more like an excavation where we're digging out of our souls and our minds and our hearts. And we're full this week. And you're full if you go to this church. If you've been coming here a year, you've got enough word. You've got enough understanding. And so it's about remembering. Everybody say, remind me. We're going to ask the Lord today to unearth three reminders in our souls as we sit here. And we're going to ask the Holy Spirit to remind us of some things. It's great to be taught. But the Spirit wants to remind us of some things today. And I want you to write these down, but also pray them out loud. Can you multitask and say it out loud while you write it? Here's the first thing. I'll give it to you. You can write it down, then we'll say it out loud. We want to ask the Holy Spirit today, Spirit, remind me of the blessings the Father has given me. Just ask the Lord in your heart today, would you remind me through the Holy Spirit of the blessings the Father has given? Now let's say it out loud. Say, Holy Spirit, remind me of the blessings the Father has given. Because, see, when we are reminded of the blessings of God, it reinforces and reproduces God's goodness in our lives when we remember his blessings and provision. I got a scripture for this. Psalm 103, verses 1 through 5. I love this Bible text. Get happy about it with me. Psalmist says, praise the Lord, O my soul, and all my inmost being, praise his holy name. Praise the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. There it is. We need a reminder. Apparently, walking with God and belonging to God and knowing Christ and being in the family of God has some benefits. And apparently, it's possible for us to forget, and likely for us to forget those benefits. You don't set a reminder for something that you're just going to remember. You set a reminder for something that's important enough that you want to make sure I don't forget this. You set the alarm three different times when it's a real important meeting. And so that's why the psalmist is going on and on. Praise the Lord, O my soul, all my inmost being. Praise his holy name. Another reminder, another alarm. Praise the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Now he starts listing the benefits so we can put them out in front where we can see them so we don't forget them, because if they're just in here, we might forget them. But then he gets them out there where you can see them, and he says, here's what God does for me, who forgives all your sins. Does anybody remember the sins that you were forgiven of? Does anybody remember what it felt like before you had the forgiveness of Christ, when you were doing life on your own, in your own wisdom, in your own strength, and you'd sinned against God and you were far away from God, but he forgave you from heaven, and he said, not guilty, because of the work that his son did. Forget not all his benefits. Here's his benefits. Remember how he forgives all your sins, and remember how he heals all your diseases. Remember how he healed your broken heart. Remember how people left you and talked about you, but he was there with you when nobody else would talk to you, when nobody else knew what to say to you. He spoke healing to your life. He bound up your broken heart. He carried you through the dark days of your life. We need to remember. Verse 4, he redeems your life from the pit. Remember the pit you were in. Remember the depression you were in. Remember the despair. Remember the prayer you prayed. God, if you'll just get me out of this one, I'll never ask you for another thing. But he says, I want to get you out of this one, and then you can ask me for more if you remember. And he crowns you with love and compassion. Remind us, God, who satisfies your desires with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. I think it's interesting how Jesus said the Holy Spirit is the counselor. I see regularly, not every week, I used to see him every week, but I see a professional Christian counselor. And I told my church about it. I don't like sneak around and go see him. No, I'm crazy. I'm publicly crazy. I need some private help so I don't do something publicly stupid. Amen. So, you know, I've been seeing this guy for years, a couple years. When one day I sat down with him, I said, Lance, I just figured something out. You know, you don't tell me anything really that I don't already know. You just let me talk till I remind myself of something. And he goes, well, how does that make you feel? I said, sit right there. Give me my $70 back. It's an expensive reminder. But God is like that. It's like, I don't need to show you 14 things to do this week. I just need you to tithe like the preacher's been talking about every single week. Because it's something I need to remember that will lead me to something that I need to learn. It's like algebra. It's building on each other. And as you remember what you learned, you go forward into what he's teaching you. Yet we as God's children are very forgetful. Children are very forgetful. My children are forgetful. And it sometimes depresses me when I spend a lot of money on a family vacation for our kids, because I know the younger ones aren't even going to remember this. Thank God for pictures to prove how much money I spent, because I ain't gonna remember. I was so frustrated. I think Elijah was 5 years old. He's seven now. I think he was five when we took him to the beach with some friends. And we had taken him to the beach, I think, two or three times before this. And he's back in the back of the car with the friends. And they said, Elijah, you ever been to the beach before? He said, no, I never been to the beach. I turned around and I said, what did you just say? Did you just say you never been to the beach? He said, yes, sir, I haven't been to the beach before. I said, boy, you have been to the beach. I paid for your plane ticket. You screamed and cried all the way to the beach. You were 3 and a half. You've been to the beach. I put sunscreen on you. It took me about 15 or 20 minutes to get the sunscreen on you just right, because I wanted to make sure I got it in every crevice of your little chubby face. But then when you got out there to the beach, you decided when you saw the first wave, it was scary. And we went back before we even hit the water. You've been to the beach. Do I need to show you some proof that you've been to the beach? I will find a picture. You've been to the beach. And sometimes I think God says, you've been to some places that you just need to remember. I've helped you kill some lions and some bears. You just don't remember. That's why you're so scared right now. And your heart won't be troubled and it won't be afraid when you remember what I've done. But we remember all the wrong stuff. Tell your neighbor this for me. Tell your neighbor. Your memory is selective. I didn't mean to start any fights. I don't want to tear apart marriages or anything like that. I came here to build people up. Turn to them one more time. Tell them, your memory is also defective. It's true, the human memory. But I don't want to speak that over them. It ain't speaking. It's like saying, this church has a screen back behind the preacher. It's a fact. The human memory. You know, I asked earlier how many of you are forgetful. You consider yourself a forgetful person. But one thing would be interesting to ask also is how many of you are getting more and more forgetful? How many of you find yourself becoming increasingly? It's the craziest thing about the way the human body works. And I remember my grandmother, she died of Alzheimer's and went to be with the Lord. She is a Methodist minister's wife for, I said 50 years one time preaching this message, but now I'm thinking, I think it was like 45 years. But the last 10 years of her life, she just lost all of her memory. It was so crazy because she couldn't remember my name. You'd go to see her. She couldn't remember my mom's name, her daughter. She couldn't remember her husband's name. But if you would start singing a hymn, you start singing, you know, great is thy faithfulness. Oh God, my Father, there is no shadow of turning with thee. All I have needed, she would say, thy hand hath run. She'd be kind of mumbling, but she'd know all those words. Great in the unto me. Pardon for sin. She sang the second verse. A peace that endured. Then on the prayer that is cheering to God's strength for the day. I'm hope for tomorrow. Blessings on my 10,000. Great. She sang the third verse. Nobody knows the third verse of hymns, but she did. She sang those hymns. It's amazing what we remember, what we forget. I remember my first day of college. I don't know how I remember this. My first day of college, there was this dude in the cafeteria. He looked real lonely. He was older than everybody in there. Now, I'm not saying he was old because I'm about to tell you how old he was. I'm just saying he was older than the college students in the cafeteria. Everybody else in there was, you know, 18 to 22. And he was looked to be in his 40s. I was sitting by himself. I walk over. I say, hey, man, what's up? My name's Steven. What's your name? He says, my name's Kelechi. I said, Kelechi. Hey, Kelechi, how old are you? Probably not a great first question to ask him. It's just the only thing I think of. He's looking old sitting over there by himself. I said, how old are you, man? He said, and that shocked me. I thought, I was 18 years old. I thought, how do you not know how old you are? I said that. I said, you don't remember how old you are? He said, man, it takes a minute. You'd be surprised when you get my age. You got to scroll through a lot of years to find it. I thought, that's the dumbest thing. But listen, it happened to me the other day. I was preaching in our church. And I went to say, I gave my life to Christ when I was 16 years old. Now I knew 30 something. But I paused right there. And I'm thinking, Kelechi was right. Now I need to ask you something else. How do I remember that this dude's name was Kelechi? And I don't remember how old I am. It's because, here it is. Let me make a deeper point. We tend to forget what God wants us to remember. And that causes us to remember what God wants us to forget. And the Holy Spirit can help with that. See? So we need to pray today. Let's pray it together. Let's pray together. Holy Spirit. Number two, remind me of the price Christ has paid. We need a reminder. We need a reminder. I got a few scriptures for you. I'll read them, and I believe my translation may be a little different than the one I gave them, but it should be close. Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 10 through 12. Is it all right if I give you these real quick? And by the way, you should write them down so you can remember this week. Because the devil will try to remind you of stuff this week that you don't need to remember. And then you can have these scriptures so that you can replace the memory of the failure with a vision of God's goodness. Now, I love this scripture. It's very challenging to me. Scripture says, when the Lord your God brings you into the land he swore to your fathers, to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, to give you a land with large, flourishing cities you did not build, houses filled with all kinds of good things you did not provide, wells you did not dig, and vineyards and olive groves you did not plant. Then when you eat and are satisfied, here's the warning, be careful that you do not forget the Lord. It's a warning. Who brought you out of Egypt, out of the land of slavery. In other words, when you get to the beach, don't forget the one who brought you here. Don't get all consumed with the stuff and the scenery at the beach. Don't let your business get so blessed that you forget to get to church. Because the moment you forget what you should be remembering, you'll start remembering what you should forget. And then what God brought you out of, you'll wind up right back in it. And you'll wonder, what happened here? Why isn't God moving in my life? He's moving, but you just don't remember how he moved. So you're standing still and you just need to remember. Remember? That's what we do when we give. We remember. God helped me. Speaking of God's provision, this is a funny verse about forgetting, passage about forgetting in the Gospel of Mark, chapter 8. I love the disciples. They're comedic. To me, they're hilarious. To me, they're relatable. It says, verse 14, the disciples had forgotten to bring bread. Okay, so they're going on a journey with Jesus, and they forgot to pack the lunch. Except for one loaf they had with them in the boat. Be careful, Jesus warned. Watch out for the yeast of the Pharisees and that of Herod. Okay. Between me and you, this is a metaphor. We talking about yeast of... He's not talking about he's hungry. He's not talking about... Okay. Look at verse 16. They discussed this with one another and said, it's because we have no bread. Yeah, that's exactly what Jesus is worried about. He's really... Now, aware of their discussion, Jesus always is. Jesus asked them, why are you talking about having no bread? Do you still not see or understand? Are your hearts hardened? Do you have eyes but fail to see and ears but fail to hear? Watch this. And don't you, what's the word? Remember. When I broke the 5 loaves for the 5,000, how many basketfuls of pieces did you pick up? 12, they replied. And when I broke the 7 loaves for the 4,000, how many basketfuls of pieces did you pick up? And they answered, 7. And he said to them, do you still not understand? Yeah. I guess you always do kind of provide. I guess you are kind of Jesus, the Savior of the world. I guess you kind of are the God of all substance. I guess you kind of are the word that spoke light into the darkness. I guess this isn't too hard for you either. Remember when God provided for you the last time it was tight? You say, well, he didn't provide for me. You're still here. Somehow he got you here. Might have been some storms, might have been some waves, might have been some wind, but you're still here. Remember? Remember, remind me of the price that Christ has paid. A few scriptures that talk about the importance of forgetting. See, that's the importance of not forgetting. But then there are some things we need to forget. Some things you need to forget. Isaiah 43:16-19. This is what the Lord says. I love hearing what the Lord says because I hear what everybody else says. And I hear what everybody else wants to remind me about. And I hear how other people want to pull me back into what I was. And how other people want to make me afraid. But this is what the Lord says. He who made a way through the sea, a path through the mighty waters. What you doing, Isaiah? I'm reminding God's people of what God has done. He's reminding them how God brought them out of Egypt. That's the basis of their hope for the future. Who drew out the chariots and horses, the army and reinforcements together. And they lay there never to rise again. Extinguished, snuffed out like a wick. And he says, forget the former things. Do not dwell on the past. You know how sometimes you go to download something onto a device and it'll say your memory is full because you need to delete some stuff in order to get the next stuff and you're not going to be able to put the new thing. Look at verse 19. I love it. See, I am doing doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I'm making a way in the desert. This is what I'm presently doing. But in order to receive what I'm presently doing, you've got to let go of some stuff that you did in the past. Because our God is a God who forgets what you did by remembering the price that Christ paid. This is the gospel. Keep going, Isaiah. Isaiah 43, 25. I am he who blots out your transgressions. You know, a spouse or an ex-spouse might hold your mistake over your head. But God said, I am he. I'm the one with the eraser. And I have the delete button. I am he who blots out your transgressions for my own sake and remembers your sins no more. Thank you, Jesus. Remembers your sins no more. Final prayer. How you like this sermon? Man, I like it. I like it myself. I feel like somebody's getting a reminder today. And I feel like some of the most significant reminders that God is giving out are stuff that I'm not even saying, but the Holy Spirit's just taking what I'm saying and somehow going like, this is what you need to hear. Don't listen to that guy. This guy's an idiot. Listen to me. This is what I want you to remember. Remember your first love. Remember how it used to be when you obeyed what I spoke to you and you just did it and didn't consult logic about it, but you just did it. You used wisdom, but you didn't let logic rule you. You did what I told you to do. Remember. Because we need the Holy Spirit. Final prayer, I'm done. Let's pray it together. Holy Spirit, remind me of the promises that the Word has revealed. We need God to remind us of His promises. Here's how Peter said it. You know, Peter, who was on the boat that day when he forgot the bread and he saw God provide. Peter, who denied Jesus, who said, I don't know him. That Peter, 30 years later, he's writing a letter. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 3. He says, His divine power has given us everything we need for life and godliness. You've already got what you need. You just need a reminder. Jesus said, when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, you will receive power. Now Peter says, you have that divine power to remind you of His promises. Watch. We have everything we need for life and godliness through our knowledge of Him who called us by His own glory and goodness. And through these, He has given us His very great and precious promises, so that through them you may participate in the divine nature and escape the corruption in the world caused by evil desires. But I love verse 12. He says, so I will always remind you of these things, even though you know them. You already know it. You need to remember. And you're firmly established in the truth you now have. I think it is right to refresh your memory as long as I live in the tent of this body. Because I know that I will soon put it aside, as our Lord Jesus has made clear to me. And I'll make every effort to see that after my departure, you will always be able to remember these things. God, remind your people of your promises today. Remind your people of your promises. God's deleting some stuff right now in your heart. Deleting some fear. Stand to your feet. Deleting some anxiety. Deleting some concerns that you're not supposed to be carrying. If you want to, you can lift your hands to the Lord. Deleting some burdens that you weren't meant to carry. And reminding you, you don't ever have to worry about bread as long as you've got Jesus in the boat. Holy Spirit, remind your people of your promises. Would you touch three people and remind them of something that God says before we close this service? Tell them God loves you. Maybe you just remind them God loves you very much. Three people. Remind them. Remind them. Remind them. Remind them. Remind them. Remind them. Come on, clap your hands. Give God a great shout of praise for His promises. We love you, C3. We love you.
Thanks for listening to the C3 Church podcast. Visit us online at myc3church.net. Join us next time for more great teaching.